Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself, who's really overstuffed from all the food Sean Black and Lady T fed me over the weekend because he was so generous to me, to that king. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only, the man who can't cook for nothing, but he make a slamming mac and cheese. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five cheese mac and cheese. Sean Black.
Yes. It is Sean Black back in the building once again. And yes, it was five cheeses. There you go.
And you know what he did after that when he had the five cheese, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. And on the other phone line,
I went right to sleep.
And the other phone line, I went to her house for Thanksgiving, and she was throwing those Alpo food out the window towards me as our tradition, as she does every year to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lady T.
That's the crap, Hot Rod. More like dog bones.
Yeah, guess,
those doggy treats.
Okay, you gave me something for Thanksgiving, and I'm very generous of that, indeed. But you know the number, guys. 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Sean, thank you for calling back. I don't know what happened.
Thank you. Yes. Sorry about that.
it was a mac and cheese. You hung up after that. You went to get another dish.
Yes,
I know
yes.
you.
It's the new earbuds. I apologize. I actually did slip right out of my ear and hung up on you. So.
Right. Let's get right into it. Lady T, lately, President-elect Joe Biden has been working on his cabinet and picking a lot of people. And we just learned that he picked an all-female, for the first time, an all-female press secretary for committee. How do you feel so far about Biden picking so far and him picking more women for these positions will make a difference? And do you see any hope starting next year?
Yeah. I think we spoke about this on the last show, the show before that, and we all agreed that we can see it being a woman cabinet that he will pick. So none of it is surprising. It's actually good. I'm sorry, because you do have women in Congress and Senate and so forth that are coming up now. So for him to open those doors and give them the opportunities for the positions, it's trying to balance the scale in that sense. Where it can be, it's always going to be majority men, if you ask me. But women do need to get in there. They need to make a difference for their states and so forth, and make a difference with certain laws, especially certain laws that are on the table that are more towards women. You get what I'm saying? So he's doing a strategic move with that when these laws are trying to get passed and so forth. But yes, they deserve to be in there.
Of course.
I cannot argue. Go ahead, Sean Black.
I think we also got to figure out, you know, women are half the population. I would think that you would want to actually have a cabinet that kind of reflects the country that you're actually taking over and trying to govern with. And the fact that we're now at 2020 and we're just now really getting into a conversation where we're starting to actually see more women that are just as competent, if not more so, in a lot of these positions. It should have happened decades ago, but as Lady T did allude to, because of it being a male-dominated society, a lot of the males that have governed have had the same old mindset. We're seeing more African-Americans. We're seeing more Asians, Asian-American people in government. Now we're starting to see more and more women of color, transgender. We're starting to see more of a reflection of what the country looks like, and I think that this is something that should have happened years ago,
but it's finally happening right now because of everything that happened in the past couple of years. This is why we're doing it. So this is a good transition overall, Sean Black, or this is just the beginning?
I don't think it has anything to do with the last couple of years. I think it was coming. I think you just had to have the right people in position to actually use their power to see about getting those people in those positions. So I think that it was coming from a long time ago when we saw President Obama start to bring in more and more African Americans in certain parts of the government. We started to see different laws governing changes. We saw marriage equality and all of these things that have evolved. The country is not the same as it once was. So that evolution of what the country looks like, you have to have that same evolution in what your governance is going to look like going forward.
And I just want to say something real quick on that, Hot Rod. It's no different than your job. Let's say, you know, you have a boss and they want to bring in their friend. They have that extra pull to do that because of the high position that they're in. So it's really nothing surprises me with that. You understand what I mean? It really doesn't surprise me, especially when he has a woman for his as his vice president. It's kind of like publicity. You know what I mean? What they would use for publicity. Let's get more women in there. Let's show that he's hiring more women, even in the scale somewhat. We know it's not going to be even. I think it's forever going to be majority. You know, men say they're the prize. So this is the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the other thing about that, the last point that I'll make on that is I think it's even more genuine in the sense that now that these women that are being hired in these positions, they're not, it's not just there to say, I got a woman in this position. They will
actually work hard.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. They work hard.
Mm-hmm. And
they have
work
a voice.
Hard. Mm-hmm.
They have experience. And this is something that needs to be brought up and reminded that the people that are being brought in will actually be the ones that you turn to for leadership in this country and have a voice going forward. I think that's the narrative, which is the most important part of this.
It's funny, listen to you guys, and I agree 100%. I cannot argue. But I just find it funny how the way we talk about it right now compared to 4 years ago. Like right now, I was like, you know what, this seemed like a good pick compared to 4 years ago. How the hell did Dr. got a job for housing or a businesswoman got a job for school? It was like 4 years ago, the picks was mind-scratching. Compared to the picks right now, it seems to make sense. You know,
yeah,
that Biden's picking people who are qualified compared to Trump that picked people that wasn't qualified for the job.
People with experience and knowledge for a job, what a concept.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, people that's doing their job, where Trump was here to be the funny guy.
Yeah.
Why are we reminiscing about him still?
No,
it's
I'm just
funny.
I just find it funny how
the difference between the
our
two.
Tone.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
I find out how our tone of talk right now has changed completely. Like, last few years, people were like, bashing, and now, like, right now, there's a sign of hope. There's, like I said before, is Biden going to do a great job? Maybe not. But there's still a sign of hope right now compared to 4 years ago. You know, with everything that's happening right now. This is mind-boggling overall. Talk about mind-boggling. Lady T, Sean Black. I know I talk about this every year. It seems like a Thanksgiving tradition. Why people are still standing online for hours to go buy a TV, only the same TV they had from last year on Black Friday. To this day,
I could answer that.
This does not make any sense.
Go ahead.
I
could totally answer that. It's called marketing, and it's stamped in your brain that after Thanksgiving, we go out and we shop for TVs for Black Friday. This has been going on, and when you repeat certain processes, it becomes habit. So this is coronavirus ain't stopping this.
Yeah, but don't you find that same 75-inch TV from last year when it was on sale?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Last year was 55. This year is 75. So you've got 10 inches bigger. That's the difference.
I think there was something that they talked about on one of the news programs when they talked about the mindset behind people that go out and shop. When you put the word sale in front of anything, this is even without the Black Friday stuff. When you put the
don't
word sale next
to
something.
Black with red. Red.
Yes.
In red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The red. And they actually, once you put that word sale in front of anything, apparently mm-hmm. that triggers something in the mind of somebody to open up and shop, even if they don't, one, have the means to do it, or two, don't have the inclination or the want to go out and buy something. You stick sale in front of something. Oh, I got to go and get it because it might be gone. So let me go ahead and do this. I showed, as a matter of fact, I was out and about earlier, or actually Black Friday. I was doing my normal walk, and
mm-hmm.
right down near the Atlantic Mall downtown Brooklyn.
Don't listen to him. He was shopping. But go ahead.
Anywho, I did a Black Friday shopping thing once, never again, and that was like 15 years ago. I was out and about, and in the area there's like a Best Buy right at that mall. And this is at maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There was a line wrapped from the front of the store almost twice around the block. No one was socially distanced. People had masks on, but everybody was on their phones. And there was one guy that went in there, I guess, get a TV, $500 for a 75-inch TV. He bought two. I guess he needed those TVs.
And he got them, and he was out, you know.
Yes.
But Lady T, understand about the sales thing and people want to buy it. But before I go to Brother B, isn't there a thing called online shopping? Can you just buy that same TV online? Or do you really need to go to the store and buy it? You know, I think that's my metaphor overall.
Yeah, but you know what's the difference with that? Because I asked someone that too, and they got their TV on delivered to them, and it was actually damaged, and that's another problem with returns. So, like with electronics, I noticed people will want to go in the store and get it for themselves. As far as clothing and shoes or whatever the case may be, things like that that's on sale, yeah, they'll buy that and so forth. But I noticed that, especially with electronics, people just choose not to. They don't want it to come damaged and so forth. Because it'll be a huge problem for returns.
Of course. And before I go to you, Brother B, talk about returns. I did order a Christmas tree. Yes, I ordered a Christmas tree, not for me, for my damn kids, online. Got the Christmas tree, opened it, and had no lights on it. And I'm like, I paid $100 for this? Hell no. So I'll return the tree back. Of course, when I went to the return line, oh, forget about it. It was like 40 people online. Well, guess how many people working? Yes, you guessed it. That one person working behind the counter.
The return line is the complete antithesis of social distancing. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was taking her time. She didn't care because you can't blame her because she had all this work to do. You know, she can't rush it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Brother B, I know you went Black Friday shopping for us. So tell me. What do you got for us?
Greetings and salutations. That's what I have.
Oh, there you go. You don't need Black Friday for that, my friend.
Oh, no. Sure don't. No. Hello, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
I don't shopping, no. I don't do that stuff. I work a lot, so even if I do shop, I don't really get to enjoy what I purchase. So I just forget it and don't purchase anything. And if you want something, I'll just maybe send you some money or put it in the card. No.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I'll get my gift card. Don't forget it.
Yeah. Gift cards are a beautiful, beautiful thing because, you know, back in a couple of years ago, Green Acres Mall, when, they rush to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they trample people. Like, see, it's stuff like that, like, that's humanly ridiculous. Like, I don't see how you can just want to storm a store, consciously step on people just to what? Give a TV, a blender.
That was the one where the security guard got trampled to death, right?
Yeah, but yes. Sean Black, if you notice, it happened like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
It happened. It's a tradition.
That's
why I keep bringing this up.
But you would think that maybe Walmart would say, all right, we have to stop because people are getting hurt. But it doesn't matter because they're getting money. And you would think people would be like, all right, maybe we need to reevaluate what we're doing because people are getting hurt. But it's not, who cares about people getting hurt? I need that TV.
Yes.
I need that blender. I need the Toastmaster 5000. I need that.
I need that video game. $1 billion corporation with morals. That's what you're looking for? $1 billion corporation with morals?
Sean Black, I was not looking for it. I was just saying, because you see me, I'm at home. I'm at home. If I don't have to go out on days like this, I don't go out because, you know, it's too much going on and people want to use an excuse. Well, it's the holidays. So if you use the holidays as an excuse to act stupid, I remember back in the days, years ago, it used to be so nice. Like the atmosphere was different. People would just talk to each other. Things were just nice. Now everybody mad. And everybody's like, well, I got to get mine before you get yours. You know what I'm saying? Like people stealing packages off your porches and the steps and stuff like that.
But Brother B, with a pandemic and coronavirus going on right now, people are more desperate because, remember, millions of people are without work right now. So you have your kids and you have no money. And, you know, Christmas around the corner, Christmas is in everybody's mind for some reason. Remember, desperate people do desperate things, and most of the time the wrong thing to do. Like stealing packages from people's doorsteps.
Even though you're taking it from
somebody else's joy.
All right, check this out. Let me put myself out there real quick. Years ago, many, many, many years ago, one of the rare times I was out of work, I went to a place where you can work for a day and get paid. So when people want to talk about, like, you know what I'm saying, I can understand hard times happen, but there's always going to be some type of way to make a dollar. Now, how you choose to do it, to a degree, as long as you ain't hurting anyone, it's on you. But there's always some opportunity out there. And if not, then you just got to fall on unemployment. But there's always going to be something. So people can't keep making these excuses. Because in this country, there's always somebody with their hand out, and there's always somebody willing to give because either they want someone to be dependent on them or somebody wants to ride the system. Because I know there was plenty of people that was on unemployment, and some of them probably didn't even have a job, but they was getting that extra $600.
When it comes tax time, IRS is going to find out about that.
You're going to pay a lot, but you are going to pay. And the IRS,
exactly.
They make sure that.
That should be on a T-shirt. That should be on a T-shirt, Sean Black. You put that on a T-shirt and put IRS right on the back.
That'll be my slogan when I run for public office.
Exactly.
Before I move on to the next topic, K-Dog, anything else to add on before we move on?
Tis the season to go shopping. La 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 la. You know, it's been
crazy. Okay.
I'm bringing it down. Because you know what it is? Despite the pandemic, but one thing's for sure that at least we're not seeing are for all of us to not see any wrestling matches that we've been seeing for the past few years on Black Friday, where I've seen people getting trampled on.
There are some videos out there. I've seen a couple.
People
I saw somebody get smacked in the head with a television. So, yeah, they're out there.
Let me tell you a classic bad example, people. Yeah, over
a
TV. Let me tell you something. Years ago, in upstate New York, the Target opened, and the doors opened. The security had to run out the way. People bum rushed. I mean, literally, like, ran in like a herd of, you know, you see when a herd of cows are running? That's how they ran in there. One poor man almost got trampled to death. And all you heard someone saying, people acting so stupid for a damn TV. I'm like, oh, all this for a TV, man? Come on now. Seriously? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man. And like Brother B said, let me just say this. Long time ago, things weren't like that. Like people were bum rushing the stores on Black Friday. I mean, people did go and shop, but it wasn't like chaotic like you're watching WrestleMania. I mean, come on now. Where's your sense, people? Have some sense. Make some sense, please. Act like you've been somewhere.
Did any of you guys on the panel get the PS5 yet?
Nope.
Oh, please.
Because people
you,
have been
even if you wanted to, you couldn't
too.
Find that at all.
No.
Oh, nothing. You won't be able to
no.
find it. You can't find
Lady
it anywhere.
T.
I'm sorry, I don't play video games.
Well,
too busy trying to
live
life.
Yeah, but I was in New Jersey. I went to 5 stores and just asked the guys. All 5 stores laughed at me like I'm crazy when I asked about the PS5. So,
the PS5, you can't find it anywhere.
But if you go on YouTube, you'll find some funny videos of some really
mm-hmm.
interesting things. Like in,
oh,
in
yeah.
California, there was, I think it was in San Diego, they actually had 2 PS5s in like a GameStop. And there were like 200 people online to get 2 PS5s. You can imagine
yeah.
what happened after that.
So,
of course.
You speaking of PS5, not PS5, but there's one video. I'm glad you pointed that out, Sean Black. Now, I want to share with everybody what crazy video I saw. This happened like in, was it 2017, 20? Well, one of those. There was a bum rush into, I don't know what state it was, in a Walmart. I mean, this poor man was holding on to a TV, a Samsung, for his dear life because people were bum rushing. I mean, seriously, he was holding on for his dear life. He managed to escape, but I'm sure he got, you know, the box was probably ripped or something because people were really going crazy. And guess what? There was a boxing match inside of a Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret is something different.
Who's bum rushing for underwear?
I don't know if they're fighting over panties or something, but one of them gave one the left cross right across the face.
All right, okay, I have to move on, guys, with the next topic to a little bit more serious topic. Unfortunately, this is a topic that has never gone away. And I hate talking about it, but this is the topic of the year, the pandemic, the corona, and how we're going to keep moving forward with the pandemic into 2021. But before I go into that, I have Phil the Fishman Fisher on the line with us back after a few weeks. Phil the Fishman Fisher,
hey,
thank you for calling.
Hey, Phil.
And the floor is yours, Phil. You know what to see, you know what to do.
Well, unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago on November the 9th, I wasn't feeling that great. And I went to the urgent care down here, and they did a COVID test on me, and I tested positive.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, now the week before.
How you feel now?
I feel a lot better.
Oh,
good.
That's great. Thank my God.
The week, it's about to get more tragic, believe it or not. Well, the week before what I thought was a sinus infection, I was at a friend's house watching football. He's got one of those fire stick things so he can get all the games and stuff. And I'm allergic to cats, and I thought taking my Zyrtec would do good. And first I had like a dry cough, like a tickle cough. And during the week it eventually went away, but my sinuses started to bother me. And that weekend when I went into my mom's room to change out her diaper bag, she's incontinent, and I couldn't smell it. And usually that smells disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the 9th, and 2 days later they called and told me that I tested positive, and it went throughout my house. My mom caught it. She had to go to the hospital, and then she caught, it's about to get even more tragic. She got pneumonia, and unfortunately, she passed away last week.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Phil.
Condolences to your family.
Yeah,
wow.
My deepest condolences to you and your family, man. This
yeah, I know, K-Dog, I had sent you a Facebook message about it. I don't know if you got it or not.
Let me see.
You're not going to do it now,
brother.
But...
Well, yeah,
now,
I'm going to check it now.
Now,
Phil, thank you for sharing your story Well, Phil, thanks for sharing your story with us. But my question is to you. Thanks for telling us your experience, but why do you think, even with your experience, people are still not taking precaution of the COVID, of the coronavirus? But I'm sure you took precaution and you still caught it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's a virus. And you know what? Mm-hmm. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it whether you're wearing the mask or not. I mean, I would still tell you, you know, to social distance, you know, do the 6 feet. You know, definitely wear your mask if you know you're going to be in a crowd of people. But nothing mm-hmm. is guaranteed. But I will tell you, going through with this virus, when it really got to me, I felt fatigue. Like my legs were like jelly. Like I thought I was going to constantly fall. I could stand, but for not that long. And I was constantly thirsty. Mm-hmm. They told you to stay hydrated. I was drinking more Gatorade and water and didn't even have the appetite. My poor brother wound up. Yeah.
How was your breathing? Because, you know, how was your breathing? Because, you know, they say this is mainly a respiratory thing, but it seems to affect people in so many different ways.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, I didn't have any breathing issues. I was able to breathe through my nostrils clearly and everything. So I was lucky with that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My poor brother had gotten it, and he's got asthma issues and stuff. I mean, he wound up almost spending a night in the hospital. They had him do a breathing treatment and a chest X-ray, but he's doing a lot better, thank God. But it's just for me, that fatigue factor, it was just, unreal.
Well, something that bothers me with this whole COVID hot rod, I just want to say real quick, is that they are not informing you that this has more to do with your immune system than you just wearing a mask. And people need to know about their immune system. When you get your blood work, know how to read your, when they give you the printout of your blood work, know how to read it so you can understand certain cells. And they won't tell us about this, that, it's more of a factor with the immune system, until after they have the vaccine and all of that, and then they can talk about that. Mm. I think they need to bring that to light, like, what's his name, Dr. Fauci was trying to bring it to light, but got the muzzle put on him, you know what I mean? When he explained that some people are going to be asymptomatic and so forth.
Yeah.
That's immune system term, if you understand that.
Well,
on a plus sign on that, the guy that took over for Dr. Fauci on President Trump's coronavirus task force, what is it, Dr. Scott Atlas?
He resigned.
He just quit. If there's a positive sign in that, maybe that there's some sort of sense that this will be taken much more seriously than it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, There's been too much. There's been so many. Bill, I can, man. It's like, I know.
But,
I'm sorry, brother.
But I'm sorry about this.
But to you guys' point, I think what bothered me overall, that still not a lot of people are not taking this thing seriously.
No, they're not.
Even after all these months. Like, I have a friend of mine who posted on Facebook, because, you know, every time we post on Facebook, and he got the coronavirus last week. How? He decided that after playing it safe, and this one lady comes in, always telling people always keep their guards down. He was playing it safe all this month, then he went out to a restaurant with eight of his friends to have dessert. 7 out of 9 people caught the COVID from that spot alone, from gathering. In the city, in Manhattan, they had to shut down a party of 400 people. Who the hell hosts a party for 400 people besides the hot rod? But
let me just tell everybody this. There have been some, I don't know, some people are out of their minds, or they're going crazy. Let me tell you what's been going on. There's been some DJs who have been having quote-unquote private parties, and they're advertising it all over social media, so all over Facebook, all over Instagram, talking about, we're having a private party. Why? Because guess what? They're more interested in making money than people being safe. And that pisses me off, because I'm like, you're putting people's lives at risk. Do you realize that?
Yeah,
45 set the tone for that because
he could have
shut everything down in the beginning,
uh-huh.
but he put profit before people.
Right.
How about he also could have led by example when he's at these same conventions and things like
that
have about the same amount of people you're talking about at these parties, but he doesn't want to wear a mask.
But
the other people there don't want to wear a mask. They don't believe in science.
No, they
so
don't.
So why would you expect different from them?
Okay, but here's my thing. Like Sean and I, we had this talk last week about the holiday travel. That people was traveling, and there was concern about people coming back home with the virus. Do you feel that moving forward, this pandemic is still around for a while? Do you feel that we should be trying to find a new normal life, or should we just move on and live our life, knowing that there's a pandemic, and there's nothing we could do about it? Like, do you see yourself going on that plane to go on a special trip?
No.
No, not at all.
Lady T?
Definitely not right now. You have people that are still going to be traveling, though. They're going to do the 14-day quarantine or whatever is required when you come back. That's not going to stop. Listen, you have people who have the attitude that no matter what they do as far as protecting themselves, they don't know if they can get it. They don't know when they're going to die. It's no different than you're living your daily life and you don't know when you're going to go. There's people that have that attitude still. So none of this coronavirus stuff is stopping anyone. They'll take precautions and so forth, but you can't call it.
Mm-hmm.
I just
want to
know the mental state. I just want to ask Phil something because, you know, it's like a mental state of it. Let's say you have the virus and then you feel, I'm sure Phil is still feeling something right now. That you passed it on to other people. Do you know how many people and families and so forth that have said that they feel the guilt, they got it, and it spreads? But they shouldn't feel the guilt because you could have gotten it from anyone or your family member could have gotten it from anyone, still stay quarantined, and God forbid, you know, they could have lost their life the same way. We don't know who we're going to get it from. And this is what people are not understanding. It is out there.
It is.
It's not going away anytime soon.
It's not, and
sure,
I don't think it is.
Well, you know what?
Real quick,
this is why I don't think we should even give comfort to knowing that there's a vaccine. Because, you know what I'm saying, the vaccine doesn't mean that it's going to be over. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. It's already been created. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's done its damage. So you're going to take the vaccine. You got to take two shots. You never know what's going to happen after that. So it's a question mark. But it's for some people, it's a safety net. And what's sad is people are going to say, well, I took the vaccine, so I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not, even more so, I'm not wearing a mask now because I don't need to.
I'm not wearing a mask. I'm still going to go out and enjoy myself.
But there's no
guarantee.
When
are we going to understand the mask doesn't guarantee it?
Yeah, but even the vaccine, is the vaccine a guarantee?
Yeah,
nope.
This is what I'm saying. Neither one is guaranteed. We don't know what's guaranteed yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Phil, knowing, since you experienced the coronavirus and with your expertise, do you see yourself taking the vaccine? Basically, do you see yourself taking the vaccine?
I'll be honest. I don't know right now. This is all still, you know, everything is still is still
surreal,
fresh.
Right? Yeah.
It's surreal. That's the key word.
It's surreal.
And you know what I've been reading, the vaccine is no walk in the park either.
It's not
still
safe.
Side effects if you have COVID. There's side effects, you know, that you could still like have COVID, but people are saying it lasts for a day or two and then they're fine.
But especially when there's four different vaccines out there. That's the scary part.
You know what the whole thing about this thing is? I don't know what to think anymore. I really don't.
You know what?
And you know what? That's dangerous.
Time.
But that's,
it is,
see, that's,
very
that's
dangerous.
How they that's how they want us to be. So you can voluntarily not to say that
there's
some type of. You know what? All I can say is, brother, I wish you well in whatever you do, as we all should wish each other
yeah.
well, because the whole thing is this, just the saddest factor and the most terrifying factor is the fact that you got it now, you lost it. It did what it did. People are getting it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's, this is not something that you can just get one time and it goes away. It can happen again. So it's like, so they're not, like Lady T said, they're not telling you what to do to guard against it. They're telling you the minimum. Just wear gloves, wear a mask, and wash your hands. But it's more than that. They're not telling you really what to do to yourself physically to get you straight, to work on your immune system. They tell you, they give you everything else but that. So people come up with their
because
own little remedies and things of that
on.
Nature.
Yeah,
well,
they're
yeah,
trying to push that
push,
vaccine.
But once again, there is no guarantee. So I'm going to take a needle for something that I can shake off in 7 to 14 days. People
hopefully,
want to take the vaccine under the guise that it'll heal them or it'll protect them, and then they can continue to go to work because they can't afford to miss 7 to 14 days. But which is more,
hey,
which is more important, your life? Like, what's more important, your life or work?
Your life is more important, man. It's like you got to they got to give you a whole thing how to take care of yourself. And, you know, it's
not profitable.
It's not profitable. And you know what's sad about it? It's like they're putting the whole, like, well, wear a mask. Okay, yeah, wear a mask, but what else? What else?
I think the trepidation going forward is that most people realize when they do vaccine trials, usually it takes between 5 and 10 years of research to
exactly.
say this vaccine will do have this much efficacy towards a particular disorder, disease that they're trying to help with. Certain vaccines have been around 50, 60, 70 years. This is something that we've only known about since at the earliest, sometime in last October or November. So we're
yeah,
still
yep.
learning things. We also know that viruses actually do mutate. I don't want to scare
yep.
folks, but that's the nature of viruses.
This is
they do mutate. So those are the kinds of things you have to think about going forward. Is this, or any of the three vaccines that are out, do they take into consideration a vaccine, the virus, after it is mutated into a different strain? What happens if going forward that next strain, is it effective towards that strain? And if it is, by what percentage? How many booster shots do you have to take afterwards to make sure that you can maintain its efficacy? Those are the kinds of things that we're still trying to learn, on top of the fact of figuring out how are they going to distribute this vaccine. That's what I think a lot of people have so many questions that Lady T has brought up that are all legitimate questions, is figuring out who gets the vaccine, when is it going to get to wherever it goes, how effective is it going to be going forward, and how much longer, because even with the vaccine, you still have to socially distance, wear a mask, do all of the things that the CDC tells you to mitigate while we figure out what goes on going forward. I think that's what a lot of
true.
People have
well,
the trepidation about.
True. Sean, I agree with you 100%, but the problem, I think it is that we doing our part, but you still have millions of people not doing their part. It has to
mm-hmm.
be 100% altogether. It cannot be 10% doing one thing, the other 20% doing something else. It's never going to work. As you can see, 9 months later, almost a year later, really, we're still in this mess overall.
Yeah. Look at New
that's
Zealand.
Why.
New mm-hmm. Zealand actually had a rugby tournament recently with nobody wearing masks. You know why? They haven't had a new case. They had, I believe they had four new cases of coronavirus in the last month. Think about that.
Hmm.
So whatever
mm-hmm.
they're
and
doing
while we
over
have...
there, it's completely different than what's happening here.
Did they have
well,
a lockdown during the summertime?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
Because that's
down.
Why, hi, we were open during the summertime.
Oh, yeah, we
yeah.
were out
so,
there. We were
not,
out there having fun during the summer. We were
the
out there
country,
living it.
The whole country.
Like, can I ask everybody a question?
Parts.
Can I ask everybody a question? So it was rumored to say that Biden said that he might be willing to do this whole 6-week shutdown when he comes in office. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, me for one,
he would be shot. He would be shot. They would sue his ass.
To be honest with you,
I'm being serious.
I really think it should happen. Like, I think everything needs to just stop. Because if you're saying it takes 7 to 14 days of quarantining, so everything just shut it down. Like, what did we really try? We tried masks, we tried gloves, we tried toilet paper, cleaning our hands and all this and that, and everything is still going on. So
no, people are going crazy.
You know,
you might
what
as well
we didn't try, what we didn't try was shutting it down for the whole year and paying us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't try that.
Exactly.
Let's stop with the hibernating. We're supposed to hibernate for 6 weeks in the wintertime, but then we can be free in the summertime. Then we're going to hibernate 6 weeks in the winter. It's bullshit. Shut the whole down for a whole year. Sorry to be cursing, but
you can't shut the country down for a whole year. That would just be ridiculous.
So what's the point?
They won't do
it
because you know what money. Like Hot Rod said, money talks. That's the problem.
Six weeks isn't going to make that much of a difference. Is it going to make a difference on the government financially?
No, the government needs to pay us. That's what they need to do.
After the 6 weeks, the government needs to come out. Same thing, the rising cases. Let's be realistic.
Okay.
I think the government runs the risk of everything turning into the Hunger Games if they shut down any longer than any particular time. I agree in the sense that shutting the country down for a predetermined amount of time, you would hope, would mitigate a lot of things. I think if there were a lot more stringent mandates and an actual government where a lot of, especially on the state level, and a lot of areas were more stringent and serious and took this virus much more seriously than they did up until recently. And even today, a lot of these governments, agencies and states, they don't take it as seriously as they should by evidence of how many of them came down with the virus. I think we would have mitigated at least to the extent where it would not be a problem today, where we are talking about a quote second and third wave, when I've said all along this is still the first wave. So
I think we're past the point. Right. We're past the point where they should have shut down. We're past that point.
Yeah. Okay.
My question: you shut the country down. I mean, we still got to eat. You know, we still got to go out, buy food and essentials. No. I mean.
Well, and there's still no second stimulus bill to help the ones that can't work or the ones that aren't working.
You know what?
So that's another problem.
There's some businesses. There are some of these small businesses that will never reopen again because they're done. Once this pandemic started and no money was coming in, it was impossible for them to stay open. With no money coming in, they lost everything. There are people
right now,
twiddling their thumbs, not knowing what to do next.
All right. I have to move on because we have two more topics. But this question is going out to Brother B. There's something that was posted on Facebook caught my attention that he answered. And Brother B, I prefer that you explain your answer if you don't mind. The question was, fathers, as a man, what is the one thing that stresses you out the most? And you put down as your answer, not being allowed to be what a man's supposed to be. Can you please evaluate that?
All right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And the whole thing is this. You know, I'm 46. In my generation, you know, as coming up, we grew up with certain type of male influences in the house. Men did certain, it was the whole thing of, you know, it was no issue for a woman to work. But for the most part, the woman was always the fort, the home. She made that house a home. She took care of the kids. She did what she did and all this and that. And once again, not to say that a woman couldn't work. She did what she had to do. But everybody knew their role. The man was about protecting and providing. You know what I'm saying? Those are the main things. The head of the household. Now you have it where some women or some people feel that, oh, well, you know, I'm too independent for this, or I'm too independent for that, and I don't need a man for this. And it's not about what you need. It's just about you complimenting whatever individual that you meet the same way he would compliment you. You know what I'm saying? There has to be a balance. And right now, there is no balance. Like, I don't care what anybody says. You can call me whatever you want. But, yo, all of this, oh, well, it's okay. He's, you know, he on his birth certificate, we're going to put, you know, ex-gender. No, stop it. Male or female. like, don't, like, let's not, oh, it's like the whole Dwayne Wade thing. Listen, you want to support something, you can support that lifestyle, but don't encourage it. Because one day your kid may be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I've read stories about people who went this way, made these changes, and turned around and regretted it. Because they're like, nah, I should have just stayed. You know what I'm saying? I just stayed. So, once again, stop trying to change the nature of an individual, especially who a man is. Huh?
Just to me, it sounds like a bias.
No, how is it biased? Because you know what? Let me tell you something. In my field, the way I've worked, I've worked around a lot of people. And I've definitely worked around a lot of people that live that alternative lifestyle. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I've heard some of them make the most condescending remarks about straight people. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I said that about you, I would be considered homophobic. But you can say whatever you want to say about, oh, straight people. Oh, gay is the way. Oh, you don't know any better because you're straight. I was like, wow. But it's okay for you to say that to me. Listen, we're not going to get into that. My whole thing is be a man. If you got to, you know what I mean? Let these kids grow up, do whatever they want to do, but stop taking away our traditional role of being a provider, being the man that we need to be for our kids or for just for ourselves in general. Like, stop taking away that role.
Lady T, any response to that?
Nothing to say, brother. Be said at all.
Okay, Sean Black.
That's a pretty good mindset to have, but I think also today that mindset would probably get you into an argument or
a fight. A lot of trouble.
And it's because we're in a society now where millennials have much more input. And from what they perceive as their reality doesn't jive with recognizing what came before them in a lot of instances. Now, I'm not saying all millennials don't have any kind of mindset and awareness as to what came before them, but in a lot of instances, a lot of millennials that are newer and are quote-unquote woke, they kind of think that their way makes much more sense all the time without any context as to why the previous mindset was there in the first place.
Exactly.
You can have a mindset, you can have an ideal, you can have an idea process and still use sprinklings of what got you there prior, from prior generation, somebody that's a little older than you that came before you, and then use that to broaden your own thinking as you go ahead forward with whatever your thought process is. And I think a lot of people don't understand that you don't need to be right 24/7 without any context and proof as to why you quote-unquote think you're right.
Who you sleep with has nothing to do with my paycheck or how I feed my family. That should not even be a conversation.
A lot of people don't see it that way.
It should not even be a conversation.
Okay.
It should not even be a conversation.
Well, you know, you look at, like I said, like Brother B, like I'm from the same generation, Brother B, and you know what it is? Like now, you know what you're saying, people are going to look at it as bias. but really you're not being biased. You're being 100% real. Now these days, what was not acceptable years ago is now being acceptable. It's now like, oh, well, oh, let the kids be who they all want to be. Let the kids be who they want to be. And like you said, there was a time that the man was a strong leader in the household, and also the women held it down. But you don't see that anymore in this generation. It's like everybody's all about, let's just say, live and let live. Make me fair. Well, let them do whatever the hell they want. You know,
listen,
it's like,
listen, I'm more with women doing what they got to do. Go on.
Right.
Do what you got to do. But
that's right.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm a man. I got your back. Somebody got your back.
Right.
Okay.
Let me have your
Phil,
back.
Phil, anything you'd like to add on real quick before I move on?
Yeah, like Brother B just said, I mean, we're from the same generation. Look, when I was growing up, my mom held down the house. I mean, my dad had a good business at the time with the florist. You know, mom stayed home. We came home after school. We did our homework. You know, her mouth was the word of God. You know, mom held down the fort while dad worked. And now when my dad, you know, when my dad decided to sell his flower business because he didn't want to do it anymore and he was allergic to his own business, yes, my brother and I, we had to go help him in his card store, especially on the weekends, where I will say we learned responsibility. We learned responsibility of how to interact with people, be nice to people, you know, and to do it the right way. And yes, I'm a much better person for it, and I do believe the old ways are the best way. Nowadays,
yes,
it's just
laissez-faire. It's all about live and let live. They're letting everything out the damn door. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And on last topic, Brother B, what was your topic last night? I don't want to recap on it.
What, from last night or tomorrow
yeah,
night?
From last night. I want to do a quick recap. Last night's show. What was the topic?
Oh, remember, well, that was the Sunday show. It was totally different from Tuesday. It was about this, you know, that was more, black orientated. So
stop acting and die. What was the topic, Brother B?
It was about economics. It was about, I'm sorry,
you
it was about,
you
about
now.
It was about, you know, it was about economics and how, you know, our black people, how we are our own worst enemy. And I'm for one,
we
are our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And reason why I asked you that, because I have a quick story. It was my son's birthday last week for Thanksgiving. And I have a friend of mine who does bakery, who does custom cakes, thank you. And I reached out to her, and I'm like, I was upfront. I'm like, I told her, I know you're very busy. Will you be able to do a cake for my son? If you can't, I understand, because, you know, Thanksgiving, everybody's busy, whatever. Oh, yeah. No, I got you. What type of cake you want? I told her, whatever you can, very simple. I know you're busy. Just let me know how much does the blah. Next day, she's supposed to send me some samples, pictures. Next day, she never got back to me. She got back to me like, listen, I'm busy, but I will get to you as soon as possible. I know her for 20 years since from college. Never heard back from her again. And I'm like, This bring up the stereotype. Like, you try to give small business or black people some business. Like, I don't ask for no discounts or anything. I just ask for some service. You could not do the job. You could not come back to my, listen, I'm a little bit tied up. I can't do the job. Why does black people cannot communicate that way when it comes down to business? Yeah, I thought what Lady told us a few months ago, marketing. Black people don't know how to market themselves at all. And that's the problem. Is that true? Still?
I got some real nasty to say. You know what I'm saying?
Let him say
it.
Brother B, just say it. Nobody get it out.
You got the absolute truth. You might as well go on ahead.
Yeah, no offense, Phil. No offense, Phil. But I just have to say what I said. Listen, a lot of Negroes want to be bosses, but they don't want to work. They want that title. I own this. I run a business, but you don't want to do the work. Your level of professionalism is crappy. So, I mean, really, like you want the title, but you don't want to put in the work to uphold the title. That's the problem.
But to be in my mind, I'm thinking if that was a Jewish person or an Asian person or Indian person, right away they want my money. You know,
yeah.
Like, don't worry, I'm busy, but I make time for you. What do you want? I guess you.
They're
right
gonna
away.
Get it done. They're
you
gonna
know?
Get it done.
You gonna get it
they
done.
They are gonna get it
you
done.
You gonna charge me $300 for a cake. You think you will hustle to get that $300, right? But
yeah.
It seems like some people don't want to hustle that way. But if there was a PS5 outside, see all the black people running outside to get that one right away, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Or some Jordan.
You know,
or some Jordan. They would love to get that.
We don't want to work for our success. We don't want to keep a good name on our success because that's what she just did. I'm sure you won't be referring her to anyone else. You know what I mean? Whereas
no.
before you probably would have. So it's like, it's really sad. She could have at least reached out to, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this or something.
I've heard the same story many times because I remember one time there was something for my niece and the person told me, oh, well, I'll do it for $400. I'm like, come on. And the sad thing is, we're family. And I'm like, $400? But, you know, I'm not saying that I was going to be cheap
or anything. Pause for 1 second, K-Dog. Why would that
yeah.
be a sad thing? Because they're family. That's another yeah. thing with you black people. You think
mm-hmm.
just because you're
mm-hmm.
family that you're going to get this discount.
Yep.
No, K-Dog. No,
no.
You pay
no,
that $400.
No, it was a discount, but I was just saying. I said like this.
You're
I'll
looking
for
a discount. No, no,
get,
no.
We're ready to give her the $400.
K-Dog,
you're
looking
this.
For that discount.
And guess what? No, I'm
that's
the
problem.
That family discount. You better get out of here with that, K-Dog.
Guess what she did? But big this. Even
K-Dog,
after I negotiated
K-Dog.
With her. Yeah.
Mm, why negotiate? Black people always
that's what I was
discount.
About to say. Why are you still negotiating?
No.
You're not getting it. No, K-Dog. You're going to pay the same price as anyone else.
Right. And that was the price.
Exactly. No negotiation.
Gave me the four, you know, that was the same price.
K-Dog.
And it was the exact
K-Dog,
price.
You should be quiet.
Yep, it was
quiet.
The exact price. But we were willing to pay for it. But guess what? She didn't even want to hear. She didn't even want to talk to us after that because we were like, okay, we'll give you the $400. She was like this. You know,
he
like,
has
oh,
every
yeah,
right. It's a business, K-Dog. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a business. It's nothing personal to family. It's a business. Yeah.
K-Dog,
yeah.
Give it for Sean. Sean, you got 2 minutes left. Take it away. K-Dog, be quiet.
It has almost become a punchline in the African, especially in the African-American community, when it comes to business and knowing, quote-unquote, knowing somebody that knows somebody, and God forbid they related to you, like, as K-Dog just stated, where they're always looking for a hookup. They're always looking for that discount. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I have a family member that's an electrician. You know, can you put in this this chandelier that I bought, or could you help with this electrical light? Oh, well, can you help a brother out? Could you help a sister out? You know, 20% off, you know. I'll cook you some food, and you can take that home. You don't have to cook when you get home. I got bills I
got
to pay, you know?
You
so
got bills.
I think and that kind of filters forward to a lot of people that try to do business in African American community, and they think of it as a joke, but this has been going on for decades and decades, and this is why a lot of African-American businesses fail, because
mm-hmm.
they can't get the same full amount of business that you would think you would get. As opposed
Sean,
to, say, a bank or something like that.
But Sean, real quick, I bet your hot rod was white. She would have made that. She would have did that. She took care of that cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's 100%. That's a problem. But before we go, tune in tomorrow night to 8:30 right here, Blog Talk Radio. Tune in, menu, where it's ladies' night. So you know what that means. Lady T and Big Red will be male bashing us again, as always. And also,
oh, watch out.
Tune into that. And Phil, the Fishman Fisher, sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for telling your story on the show tonight.
Yeah,
I know
Phil.
We got your back.
Yeah, brother.
Yes, Phil.
That's
Phil.
Phil,
prayers to you.
Man.
And I'm sure your
you
mother
know,
will watch over you. And,
I know. I hope to God whenever they get this pandemic under control, because I know we're gonna do. Me, my brother, and my sister, my brother-in-law, who've been a very big help to us. We know we gotta do a family trip up to New York, because we still have things to take care of, like getting a headstone. But I just want to come up and see everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we all
got to
go bowling. We got
to
go bowling,
brother.
Hold on. I don't want to see Phil. Please. Phil does not work for me, okay? I do not want to see him at all. Thank you so much.
God.
He'll make you a cake. He'll make you a cake.
I'll make him a Duncan Hines cake. Nice Duncan Hines cake. There you go.
Straight old.
There you go. Hey, can't be Duncan Hines.
Have a good night, guys. Thanks so much.
You too.
Good night,
gentlemen.
Ladies,
God bless you guys.
God bless you guys. Be safe.
I take.